Well, this area of financial deliverance is always seemingly the last breakthrough that comes with our redemption. And there's a reason why. See, the reason is because you can't prosper by yourself. Say, I can't prosper without someone else. All right. So it takes people obeying God on your behalf. Oh, yeah. Let's read what Luke 6:38 says. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. So just like it takes you obeying God on someone else's behalf, it takes other people obeying God on your behalf. How many of you know? Now, God can do it, but according to the scripture, it says he's not going to drop the money out the sky. He's going to move on the hearts of people. All right. Isn't that what it said? So either God is moving on you to meet a need, or he's moving on somebody to meet your need. It's always happening. This is what you got to understand about when you give. When you tithe and give, now tithing, we're not going to talk about tithing because this is your giving we be talking about. When you give, or you sow, or you give alms, there is a return on all three of those things. Y'all need to go back and listen to Pastor DJ. He stole it from me, but that's all right. I love him. That's my son. He absorbed it. Okay. He's like a sponge. He's good at that now. But when you give in either one of those areas in your life, there is a return. There is a ratio of return. However, God still has to use people to make it happen. Ooh. And I think this is where we mess up. So what we do a lot of time, we'll give and then we draw back because we don't see something happening right then. And we'll give and draw back, and we instead of keep right on giving. See, the Bible said the word give here is not just a little time. No, it is indefinite. You keep doing it. You keep doing it. That's the inference in the word give. It's not supposed to ever end. In fact, when you go back and study, they didn't go to the house of God without a seed. Now, let me say this. Now, I know in my closet, I got clothes, I got jewelry. Probably I could sell or do something. If you run out of money, go in your house and find something to sow. You got a seed. Now, whether or not you want to release it, but you got seed. And it doesn't always mean money. I told y'all about my diamond bracelet. And I put that on the Kenneth Copeland envelope in one of his crusades. But it unraveled my mind. I began to understand and receive revelation of the word like never before. It was about my heart. So God is always moving on somebody to meet your need, just like he's moving on you to meet somebody else's need. So if the Bible says to give, and it means to keep right on doing it, he said to give generously, right? So now, I'm trying to hold this mic, but see, now I'm going to use this money because this is the return. But if I give it, something is always coming back to me. As I give, you got to know, see, God not going to lie in his word. He says if you give, there is always a harvest that comes back to you. Okay. So you got to hear this. There has never been a time where you have given and God didn't command someone to give back to you. You need to write that down because it's going to encourage you in your hard place. There has never been a time you sowed a seed in faith that God didn't command somebody to give it back, to give you a return, to bring you a return. Now here's the catch for most people. Since God is not in the habit of dropping money out of the sky, then he has to use people. So can God can drop money out of the sky if he wants to. But since he told us in verse 38 that he was going to use men, then that's what we got to understand, that he's using people. And we're going to stick with that word. Amen? So now here's the problem. If God is telling you to bless someone, but you are dragging your feet. Well, I ain't getting no amens on that one too much. If you're slow to hear God tell you to sow something, you have already determined the rate of your return and the speed that it would get to you. And sometimes people don't give the whole amount that God told them to give, because they're afraid and they keep back some for themselves. Now, that is called sowing sparingly, because you're afraid of the time, the season that we're living in. And he says, if you do it that way, that's how it's going to come back to you. Slow and sparingly. So you got a turtle bringing your return. Excuse me, Hermie. That's our grand turtle in the Lord. Lord help us, Jesus. That's a bougie turtle. But you got a turtle bringing your return. Now, in his mind, the turtle is fast. But in most people's mind, he's slow. But if you are dragging your feet, guess what's happening after the and? Remember the and? Look, and is a conjunction, right? And it brings two sentence subjects together. So whatever was before the and whatever was after the and come together and make a complete thought. Give and give and give and it shall. That word shall means it must. It must come back to you. Because God not going to be held a liar. He's not going to be found a liar. So this is why it looks like it takes time for us to get a return, because God got to use people. So don't get discouraged. Begin to believe that the quicker you obey, the quicker you get your return. This is why God tells us to sow, but don't hesitate. When you read 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 through 9, I think it is, it talks about giving sparingly, giving bountifully. Why? God wants to return back to you bountifully, but he's watching how you measure yours out. How long it takes you to get it out of your hand. When he told you last month to sow this particular seed, and you haven't done it yet. So don't hesitate. Don't ponder. Just get up and obey. Because the easier and faster you sow, you are setting yourself up for your return. Come on, stand to your feet. Because the whole goal is to get a return, because he told us God never expected us to sow without expectation. We're always, always, always supposed to expect a return. Now, how you get it is up to you. Is it coming on a turtle? Or is it coming on a Honda? It's all up to you. How you want to get it? Man, I'm telling you, when I understood that, it was easy for me to release, to let it go, and let God maneuver on my behalf, because he knows who needs to do that unto me. And I can't give to somebody else and then expect that person to do it, because God may not be speaking to them to give back to me. He might call somebody in New York and say, send that woman some money. You don't have to know the person that God is using. That's the good part about it. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you ready to tithe and give? I'm excited.